Russia and the eternal pandemic. Moscow's sanitary shield will normalize useless PCR tests and quote-unquote vaccines. By Riley Wagerman. Read by Sam May. Published at Off Guardian on the 10th of June 2022. In April 2021, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced ambitious plans to keep the country safe from future coronavirus-like plagues. Quote, "In the event of an infection as dangerous as the coronavirus or perhaps more, God forbid, Russia must be ready within 4 days, precisely within 4 days, to develop its own test systems and in the shortest possible time to create an effective domestic vaccine to start its mass production." Unquote, Putin said during a speech to the Federation Council, Russia's upper house of parliament. The rapid development of tests and vaccines would be part of a, quote, "powerful and reliable shield in the field of sanitary and biological safety," unquote, that should be functional in the next 3 years and fully operational by 2030, the Russian leader told lawmakers. Although far from completion, Russia's quote-unquote sanitary shield, a network of laboratories and border checkpoints tasked with ensuring the country's biosecurity, sprang into action in response to the curious emergence of monkeypox in early May. In less than 3 weeks, Rospotrebnadzor, Russia's Agency for Human Welfare, created a monkeypox PCR test and applied to register a genetic smallpox vaccine. Very impressive. But will this quote-unquote shield actually keep Russians safe and healthy, or is it just another gross scam? We investigated, and you will probably not be even the tiniest bit surprised by what we found. Subheading, quote, "An epidemic without a lockdown," unquote. Deputy Prime Minister Tatiana Golikova, a passionate advocate for ineffective and potentially dangerous medications, has played a central role in Sanitary Shield's development. Quote, "Today we believe that this project is one of the most important because this won't be the only pandemic that we will have to face in our lives," unquote, Golikova said while speaking at the New Knowledge Conference in Moscow in September. Quote, "In addition to the research centres, infrastructure will also be laid down to test new arrivals to the country. We are planning to create, at checkpoints along the whole border of the Russian Federation, express diagnostics units that can test for any virus within an hour," unquote, she explained. As for Sanitary Shield vaccine development, Golikova cited Sputnik V as a model to emulate, dismissing completely accurate accusations that Russia had rushed the drug's development and safety testing. Quote, "Today, science and engineering has reached a level that allows us to build vaccines like a designer, using biological, mathematical and other methods," unquote, the Deputy Prime Minister claimed. Rospotrebnadzor chief Anna Popova, speaking last June at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, was similarly optimistic about Sanitary Shield's potential, describing the program's slogan as, quote, "an epidemic without a lockdown," end quote. Quote, "This is the task that we have set. We must ensure the functioning of the country, both the economy and social relations, by preventing the spread of infection," unquote, she said. Quote, "The task is very difficult, but we have prioritized it. New conditions, new rules you follow. That's all." End quote. Subheading, investing in a global mechanism. Russia is so confident in its sanitary shield that it has already pitched the idea to other countries. Commenting on the results of the G20 summit held in Rome at the end of October 2021, Russian Finance Minister Anton Siluanov said he had lobbied other nations to adopt Moscow's approach to biosecurity. Quote, "Russia is helping other countries to fight the pandemic, both on the bilateral and on the multilateral level, in the form of delivering vaccines, personal protection equipment, and providing other technical assistance," unquote, Siluanov told the gathering of G20 ministers. The Russian finance minister also informed his counterparts about, quote, measures that Russia is implementing on the national level, particularly the Sanitary Shield project, unquote, and, quote, suggested creating a similar mechanism on the global level, end quote. Although recent geopolitical events have undoubtedly complicated Russia's relationship with its former Western partners, Siluanov's dream of a global sanitary shield should not be dismissed as mere fantasy. Tellingly, the development of the fabled shield is on the agenda at this year's St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Described as, quote, Russia's answer to Davos, unquote, SPIEF has boasted VIP guests such as Klaus Schwab and Henry Kissinger. On June the 17th, an SPIEF panel will discuss how the Sanitary Shield program could help Russia become a leader in, quote, biological safety, end quote. According to a description of the event on SPIEF's website, the hope is that mass testing and vaccination will negate the need for economy-ruining lockdowns, thereby promoting, quote, sustainable economic and social development, end quote. If lockdowns don't work, and they don't, why is the Russian government creating the false choice between vaccine and house arrest? Nobody knows. Image insert of an event notification. It reads, The Sanitary Shield, Investing in Development, the 17th of June, 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. under the subheading, The Russian Economy, New Objectives and Horizons, at Congress Center, Conference Hall D4. Quote, Preparedness for threats to people's health has become one of the fundamental factors for sustainable economic and social development. A month of lockdowns could lead to zero growth in the economy for the year. The government's investments in a sanitary shield have a multiplier effect by attracting additional investments in science, the development of biotechnology, the production of tests and vaccines. In what specific areas of biological safety can Russia become a leader and create standards? What mechanisms are needed to multiply investments in the sanitary shield? End quote. End image insert. But what kind of investments are we talking about, specifically? And are they opportunities for quote-unquote healthy profits? Subheading, Russia's PCR racketeers. The PCR testing market in Russia reportedly rakes in at least $1.7 billion per annum, a new boon for biomedical and pharmaceutical companies. Thanks to Sanitary Shield, PCR tests may become a bottomless pot of gold for firms that win government tenders. As Russian outlet Octagon revealed in a must-read report from September, all the major players in the country's PCR market are extremely well-connected and have been the main beneficiaries of the quote-unquote pandemic. For example, Generium, part of oligarch Viktor Karitonin's business empire, was among the first firms to enter the PCR test racket. The company received the right to sell tests on April 2, 2020, only a few weeks after the official start of the quote-unquote pandemic in Russia. Karitonin was showered with rubles after the Russian health ministry listed one of his highly dubious drugs, Arbidol, as a treatment for coronavirus. Another major supplier of PCR tests is R-Pharm, which teamed up with Russia's sovereign wealth fund, RDIF, to manufacture vaccines and COVID quote-unquote treatments. As we documented in a previous article, R-Pharm made huge profits after Russia's health ministry listed its HIV medication, Keletra, as an approved treatment for COVID. Despite there being zero evidence that Keletra was effective against the new virus, billions of rubles in public funds were spent on procuring the drug for government medicine stocks. Systema Biotech, controlled by Davos-friendly oligarch Vladimir Evtushenkov, also has a piece of the PCR pie. The other two big players are run by the Russian government. Vector Best operates under the umbrella of Anna Popova's Rospotrebnadzor. The health ministry's Gamaleya Center, famous for developing an unproven genetic injection, is also involved in the PCR test market, Octagon reported. Science follows the money. It's a universal truth. In Russia, the creation of a network of PCR-centric biosafety laboratories means that a new generation of medical professionals will need to be trained in the art of swabbing. On June the 2nd, Russian media reported that a destitute medical school would be given new life as a Sanitary Shield-affiliated education institution. And what will young Russians learn at this fancy new school? Image insert. A screenshot from a Russian news outlet. It reads, "Microbe was brought into Volodin's project. Why, instead of studying fundamental medicine, PCR tests will be done in the Saratov School Palace." Published the 6th of February 2022. The Microbe Institute is the closest neighbour of the crumbling school. Its buildings are located here, along Universitetskaya Street, right behind the school yard. The former school is planned to be included in the scientific and educational consortium called the Future of Biology and Medicine. A consortium is being created as part of the implementation of the federal project Sanitary Shield of the Country. The school will become a training and laboratory center called Microba. The building will house scientists' offices, a conference room, rooms for PCR studies, and autoclaves. In the former school classrooms, pathogens of infectious diseases will be determined. The building will be divided into clean and contagious zones. In addition to laboratories and classrooms, Microbe wants to place its own museum here, equipped with the latest technology, with an interactive whiteboard, virtual reality, and touch information screens. End image insert. Reorganizing medicine and quote-unquote biosafety around a quote-unquote test that is not fit for purpose, safe, or effective. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a giant Q-tip swabbing your body holes forever. Darn it.